And if Wednesday makes you think of the weekend, is it possible that couples that are sharing vices, whether it be drinking or smoking, are happier than couples who don't? All right. According to a study at the State University of New York in Buffalo, Dr. Gregory Hamisch says, studying the behavior and satisfaction of couples for a decade, he came to the conclusion couples with similar vices, alcohol and cigarettes in this case, and levels of engagement in said vices are likely to be more content with their relationship. And the correlation was greater for alcohol consumption than tobacco use. So in other words, couples that drink together are happier together when they are loaded. Which is, I guess, you know, they do that thing where they say, oh, you know, couples start to look alike, or people who have dogs, they start to look like each other. Well, I imagine if couples who drink heavy together, they're more happier in their marriage than couples who don't. I would imagine if you're in a relationship and one person is a heavy drinker and the other person isn't, well, that's probably not going to be a good mix. But if both of you are, I think that would say the same thing as well. You know, it's interesting. There's this guy. All right, Dr. Gregory Hamisch from the State University of New York in Buffalo is getting paid to study this, and he's been doing it for a decade. Now, granted, it's important. This is important stuff. But I mean, you know, there's people who like. Have you ever seen the Dirtiest Jobs show with Mike Rowe? Well, they've got variations of that where people are like, it shows all the worst jobs and the best jobs in the world. People who like, you know, are underarm deodorant testers. How do you get that job? How do you get, when Dr. Gregory Hamisch from the State University of New York in Buffalo got to school, you know, he said, I think I'm going to study couples who drink and smoke together for 10 years. I wonder, you know, the kid is 18. He's like, you know, I'm thinking about going to college. I'm thinking about becoming a professor. Maybe someday I will study couples that get loaded together. You know, I mean, nobody thinks that. I just wonder how he ended up in this situation, because it just seems like it's a very specific, unique thing. And now that the study's done, now what does he do? Does he continue to study these couples? Does he move on to lab rats who drink together? I don't know.